Is America going to decline like other great nations have before? The author thinks not, arguing that the type of society being created in America is quite unlike any that has gone before it. Read what he has to say and see whether you agree. America as a Collage by Rezard Kapuscinski.
The mere fact that America still attracts millions of people is evidence that it is not in decline. People aren't attracted to a place of decline. Signs of decline are sure to be found in a place as complex as America. Debt, crime, the homeless, drugs, dropouts. But the main characteristic of America, the first and most enduring impression, is dynamism, energy, aggressiveness, forward movement. It is so hard to think of this nation in decline when you know that there are vast regions of the planet which are absolutely paralyzed, incapable of any improvement at all. It is difficult for me to agree with Paul Kennedy's thesis in The Rise and Fall of Great Powers that America must inevitably follow historical precedent. That's the way history used to be. All powerful nations declined and gave way to other empires. But maybe there is another way to look at what is happening. I have a sense that what is going on here concerns much more than the fate of a nation. It may be that the Euro-centered American nation is declining as it gives way to a new Pacific civilization that will include, but not be limited to, America. Historically speaking, America may not decline, but instead fuse with the Pacific culture to create a kind of vast Pacific collage, a mix of Hispanic and Asian cultures linked through the most modern communication technologies. Traditional history has been a history of nations. But here, for the first time since the Roman Empire, there is the possibility of creating the history of a civilization. Now is the first chance on a new basis with new technologies to create a civilization of unprecedented openness and pluralism, a civilization of the polycentric mind with new technologies to create a civilization of unprecedented openness and pluralism, a civilization of the polycentric mind. Los Angeles is a premonition of this new civilization, linked more to the Third World and Asia than to the Europe of America's racial and cultural roots. Los Angeles and Southern California will enter the 21st century as a multiracial and multicultural society. This is absolutely new. There is no previous example of a civilization that is being simultaneously created by so many races, nationalities, and cultures. This new type of cultural pluralism is completely unknown in the history of mankind. America is becoming more plural every day because of the unbelievable facility of the new third world immigrants to put a piece of their original culture inside of American culture. The notion of a dominant American culture is changing every moment. It is incredible coming to America to find you are somewhere else, in Seoul, in Taipei, in Mexico City. You can travel inside this Korean culture right on the streets of Los Angeles. Inhabitants of this vast city become internal tourists in the place of their own residence. There are large communities of Laotians, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Mexicans, Salvadorans, Guatemalans, Iranians, Japanese, Koreans, Armenians, Chinese. We find here Little Taipei, Little Saigon, Little Tokyo, Koreatown, Little Central America, the Iranian neighborhood in Westwood, the Armenian community in Hollywood, and the vast Mexican-American areas of East Los Angeles. 81 languages, few of them European, are spoken in the elementary school system of the city of Los Angeles. The transformation of American culture anticipates the general trend in the composition of mankind. 90% of the immigrants to this city are from the Third World. At the beginning of the 21st century, 90% of the world's population will be dark-skinned. The white race will be no more than 11% of all human beings living on our planet. Something that can only be seen in America, in the landscape, ultra-clean, high-technology parks of northern Orange County, there is a personal computer company that 7 years ago did not exist. There were only strawberry fields where the plant is. Now, there is a $500 million company with factories in Hong Kong and Taiwan as well. The company was founded by three young immigrants, a Pakistani Muslim and two Chinese from Hong Kong. They only became citizens in 1984. Each individual is now probably worth $30 million. Walking through this company, we see only young, dark faces, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Laotians, Mexican, and the most advanced technology. The culture of the workforce is a mix of Hispanic Catholic family values and Asian Confucian group loyalty. Employment notices are never posted. Hiring is done through the network of families that live in Southern California. Not infrequently, employees ask to work an extra 20 hours a week to earn enough money to help members of their extended family buy their first home. In Los Angeles, traditional third world cultures are, for the first time, fusing with the most modern mentalities and technologies. Usually, the contact between developed and underdeveloped worlds has the character of exploitation, just taking people's labor and resources and giving them nothing. And the border between races has usually been a border of tension, of crisis. Here we see a revolution that is constructive. The Pacific Rim civilization being created is a new relationship between development and underdevelopment. Here there is openness, there is hope, and a future. There is a multicultural crowd. But it is not fighting. It is cooperating, peacefully competing, building. For the first time in 400 years of relations between the non-white Western world in the white Western world, the general character of the relationship is cooperation and construction, not exploitation, not destruction. Unlike any other place on the planet, Los Angeles shows us the potential of development once the third world mentality merges with an open sense of possibility, a culture of organization, a Western conception of time. For the destructive, paralyzed world where I have spent most of my life, it is important, simply, that such a possibility as Los Angeles exists. To adjust the concept of time is the most difficult thing. It is a key revolution of development. Western culture is a culture of arithmetical time. Time is organized by the clock. In non-Western culture, time is a measure between events. We arrange a meeting at 9 o'clock, but the man doesn't show up. We become anxious, offended. He doesn't understand our anxiety because for him, the moment he arrives is the measure of time. He is on time when he arrives. In 1924, the Mexican philosopher José Vasconcelos wrote a book dreaming of the possibility that in the future, all races on the planet would merge into one type of man. This type of man is being born in Los Angeles, in the cultural sense, if not the anthropological sense. A vast mosaic of different races, cultures, religions, and moral habits are working toward one common aim. From the perspective of a world submerged in religious, ethnic, and racial conflict, this harmonious cooperation is something unbelievable. It is truly striking. What is the common aim that harmonizes competing cultures in one place? It is not only the better living standard. What attracts immigrants to America is the essential characteristic of American culture: the chance to try. There is a combination of two things that are important: culture and space. The culture allows you to try to be somebody, to find yourself, your place, your status. And there is space not only in a geographical sense, but in the sense of opportunity, of social mobility. In societies that are in crisis, and in societies which are stagnant, or even in those which are stable, there is no chance to try. You are defined in advance. Destiny has already sentenced you. This is what unites the diverse races and cultures in America. If the immigrant to America at first fails, he always thinks, "I will try again." If he had failed in the old society, he would be discouraged and pessimistic, accepting the place that was given to him. In America, he's thinking, "I will have another chance. I will try again." That keeps him going. He's full of hope.
Multicultural.
Author.
Collage.
In decline, or on the decline.
Debt.
Dropout.
Characteristic.
Dynamism.
Aggressiveness.
Paralyze.
Thesis.
Historical. President.
Have a sense that, or
Euro-centered.
Hispanic.
For the first time.
Unprecedented.
Openness.
Pluralism.
Polycentric.
Leave behind.
Ethnocentric.
Tribal.
Mentality.
Premonition.
Multiracial.
Plural.
Immigrant.
Korean.
Laotian.
Vietnamese.
Cambodian.
Mexican.
Salvadoran.
Guatemalan.
Iranian. Mexican American.
Dark-skinned.
Landscape.
High technology.
Pakistani.
Armenian.
Catholic.
Asian Confucian.
Network.
Underdeveloped.
Exploitation.
Constructive.
Under development.
Non-white.
Cooperation.
Conception.
Destructive.
Arithmetical.
Non-Western.
Show up.
Offend.
Philosopher.
In the sense.
Anthropological.
Mosaic.
Religion.
Submerge.
From the perspective of
ethnic.
Harmonious.
Harmonize.
Essential.
Combination.
Geographical.
Mobility.
Stagnant.
Destiny.
Discourage.